Hello and welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at John McAfee. That's right, John McAfee. And this article comes to us from Mashable.com, written by Jack Moore. The title says, quote, security expert, unquote, John McAfee expertly plotted alleged crimes over Twitter DMs. Now it says, self-described leading digital security expert John McAfee appears to have made the age-old mistake of believing his Twitter direct messages were private. Currently in a Spanish prison awaiting extradition to the U.S. on charges of tax evasion, the renowned cryptocurrency shill, that's their words, not mine, was charged Friday by the U.S. Department of Justice with the additional charges of fraud, money laundering, working against the noted, period. Then it says, working against the noted bath salts fan is the fact that is detailed in the accompanying complaint. The FBI got a hold of McAfee's unencrypted Twitter DMs, in which he discussed in detail his various schemes. At the heart of Friday's charges are two allegations. First, that McAfee engaged in multiple pump and dump schemes to drive up the price of specific altcoins and cryptocurrency tokens without first revealing that he owned them, and in some cases outright denying that he did, in order to sell at an inflated price. Second, McAfee is accused of promoting initial coin offerings without disclosing that he was being paid to do so by the companies in question. Now, if you've been following cryptocurrency very long, you know that John McAfee kind of an outspoken type of person, guy to start creating the McAfee computer antivirus software. He's been in the news a lot. He's really kind of a flamboyant character, I guess you could say. For some time, he'd been tooling around on his boat out in the ocean, and then he ends up in the Spanish jail. Now he's awaiting extradition to the United States, and they are claiming that he was involved in these pump-and-dump schemes. Now it says, according to the DOJ complaint, McAfee's preferred pumping method of choice was Twitter, which brings us back to his direct message. And then it goes on, it says, unlike, say, with the messaging app Signal, messages sent via Twitter direct message are not end-to-end encrypted. This means that, as we saw with 2020's Twitter hack, hackers, Twitter employees, and law enforcement officers with a warrant to do so can all access the content of those messages. You know, I've often heard it say that the assumption that whatever you do online is public is a good way to operate. That will keep you out of trouble. And I could kind of see the point there. And we see here that, you know, where someone's on their Twitter account, they're doing direct messages, they have this expectation of privacy. But if they haven't read the fine print, they'll realize with a lot of these social apps, they already have all your information when you sign up for the app. So there really is no privacy to speak of. It's not like, you know, using a VPN where you're trying to maybe disguise your address or using some other encrypted service. I mean, when you're on these apps like with TwitterNet, I think, at least from my perspective, you just have to assume that it's an open book. Now it says, which if you're the world's leading security expert like McAfee and using Twitter is an integral part of your alleged criminal scheme, might be worth keeping in mind. And yet, and then it has some tweets here from July 2nd. Daniel Ozenberg, and it says, if they really wanted you, you'd be caught in a fortnight. And then McAfee's tweet responds, wrong, my friend. I'm John effing McAfee, world's leading security expert. If I don't want to be found, I will not be found. Well, here's a little clue, and I've heard law enforcement say this. You know, if you're just a single criminal, you can commit a lot of crimes, but you have to get by with those crimes every single time. If you're the cop, you only have to catch the criminal one time. Secondly, even somebody as smart as John McAfee, you're up against whole departments. There's no way that you're going to be able to get away with this stuff long term. Never make assumptions like this. It says the complaint relies on multiple points. McAfee's own words is etched in private direct messages sent to or from McAfee's verified Twitter account to build his case against him. From my review of DM communications recovered from the official McAfee Twitter account, I have learned that on or about December 17th, 2017, the founder of issuer One sent McAfee a DM asking McAfee to remote ICO-1 so that ICO-1 was not lost in the ocean of ICOs. McAfee responded that he would agree to promote ICO-1 by tweeting reasonable numbers of tweets, which have a huge impact on the cryptocurrency market, in exchange for a substantial compensation. Well, it doesn't help when you put it out there like that. Now it says, Lucky Crypto tweets, how about Sether? McAfee says, yes, Sether IO is also a great ICO opportunity. Why not check them both out and choose? I have personally purchased a significant amount of Sether and am closely considering insurepal.io. Well, McAfee's apparent willingness to blithely chat about alleged crime over direct message combined with his self-purported security prowess may seem like a criminal contradiction. It points at a larger problem, namely the security of Twitter direct messages. In July, following the major Twitter hack that saw the accounts of Elon Musk, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama pushing Bitcoin scams. Wow. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation laid out why Twitter's failure to end encrypt direct messages is such a monumental problem for all kinds of Twitter users, not just would-be crypto kings. So, yeah, if you needed another reason not to use Twitter, I guess there you have it. Twitter direct message or DMs, some of the most sensitive user data on the platform are vulnerable to this week's kind of internal compromise, wrote the EFF. That's because they are not end-to-end encrypted, so Twitter itself has access to them. That means Twitter can hand them over in response to law enforcement requests. They can be leaked, and in the case of this week's attack, internal access can be abused by malicious hackers and Twitter's employees themselves. Yeah, it makes you wonder why anybody would send anything of a private nature, or especially a potentially criminal nature, on a Twitter DM. But that's the article right there. It's on Mashable.com. The article's written in a little bit of a, with a little bit of levity to it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens to John McAfee. John McAfee, I mean, I'll talk about this later. The most famous one that I remember him being involved was the Verge pump, XVG. And, you know, Verge, if you could have bought, I think it was like $125 worth back in, I want to say July 2016, at the peak of the crypto top in 2017, that $125 or $150, whatever it was worth of Verge, ended up being worth in way over $1 million. And John McAfee's tweets preceded that big jump in price. And, you know, I had bought a little Verge, just to, I don't know, maybe $100 worth or something, back in 2016, not on when it was that low, but and made, I don't know, maybe double my money on it, and before it crashed. And at the time, McAfee was coming out, and he was making a few recommendations here and there, and then a lot of rumors started coming out that he was demanding payment. And all of a sudden, there were just recommendations after recommendations, pump after pump, and then the whole thing blew up. It almost seemed like at the time that maybe John was just getting a little bit of out of hand or a little bit too enthusiastic. You kind of give the guy the benefit of the doubt, but then it just seemed like as things went on, the whole cryptocurrency thing got a little out of control. I think people got caught up with that, and this is something to be careful of. That, you know, there were a lot of influencers out there back in 2017 that were also doing things on YouTube or doing things online. They were making recommendations about products or featuring products, getting compensated for it, and then not revealing that to the listener. So this was a really Wild West time that was going on. It wasn't like, as I recall, it wasn't like John McAfee was the only one that was doing things that were questionable. But he is the one right now that apparently is headed to a courtroom somewhere in the United States. We'll have to see how this works out for Big John. I used to follow his Twitter account. He was a very interesting fellow. And I guess we'll have to see what happens with this whole situation here. As they say, innocent until proven guilty. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.